presidents. Devin Hester has never faced the Ravens. But in the various stops we're using, have you matched up with him before?
No, I don't believe I have. We had him in preseason, but he didn't play when I was there, which was nice of them, I thought.
What are the special challenges in dealing with a record-setting guy like that?
I was describing him to a player the other day. We have that concept in baseball, the five-tool player. Well, this is like the three-tool returner. He's got great speed. He can change directions with the best of them, and he can break tackles. And that's what makes him, in my view, so special. He's obviously his numbers speak for themselves. He is a special returner, and we have to play extra specially well to keep him in check.
Lane integrity, things like that, these would be things to really emphasize.
Certainly. It takes a whole team to stop this guy.
Jerry, what kind of progress did you see from the kick coverage teams last week? I know John seemed happy about that, just the progress from the previous week to last week. What did you say?
Well, I thought that we showed a lot more. The best word I can use to describe it is commitment to our responsibilities. Guys that weren't looking around, that they were actually just going down, running as hard as they could, and doing their job. And it sounds like a simple concept, and it sounds like it should be taken for granted. But I think in previous weeks we had a little bit of uncertainty exactly what the responsibilities were and within the coverage. And I thought that there was a lot more commitment to that this week, and they played much more aggressively as a result.
Jerry, with the game Sunday, do you have an ideal target in your mind for how close you want to get for Tucker, and does that change based on wind?
Yeah, I don't really have a set yard line because the field is a factor, and then they have new sod on the field, which should be a good field. The weather is a factor, whether it's slippery or not, if there is rain in the forecast, and then the wind is a factor. And all those things play into it, and I know I've said this many times, you guys are probably sick of hearing me say this, but that's what pregame is for. We try to figure out during the pregame warm-up exactly what our yard lines are going to be for the game in each direction.
Tucker surprised you at all yet? Again, the way he commands himself in a big stage, just goes in and so routinely delivers. It's certainly not like a second-year kid. Or what do you see when him later?
And that's your question. No, he doesn't surprise me, but I respect the way that he can handle those situations because not everyone handles them as well as he does. He's a young man that looks forward to those moments. Some others, that in all sports, in all venues, those are moments that they're not sure of themselves. They're not sure how they're going to react when that moment happens. He's very confident that he's going to react properly in those moments, and he's demonstrated that. And I think that probably lends itself to him being better in those moments. He's confident. He looks forward to it, and he's been able to deliver for us.
All right.
Thanks a lot.